Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God in the New Testament. You know, so often we see a name of God in the New Testament and we have to go back to the Old Testament to understand it. That's what we have to do today because our name is Passover Lamb. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed." So, let's go to the Old Testament. It was time for Israel to move out. After 400 years of slavery in Egypt, God had decimated the Egyptians with 9 plagues. The 10th and last plague would be the worst of all. Every firstborn in Egypt would die. The one remedy was given to the Israelites. A lamb was to be sacrificed. The blood of the lamb was to be put on the doorframe. When the angel of death passed throughout Egypt, he would pass over the homes where the sacrificial blood had been applied. The Passover lamb became a yearly celebration of thanksgiving in Israel. In the New Testament, Jesus came to be the Passover lamb. When John the Baptist saw Jesus walking down the road that first time, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." It's the Lamb of God who saves us and sets us apart. We are made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all, Hebrews 10:10. Through the Lamb of God, we have a right standing with God. Jesus' sacrifice has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. So a true Christian is a person who understands that Jesus is the Passover Lamb. A Christian trusts in the work of Jesus on the cross as the only way to have a relationship with the living God. When one trusts in Christ, they, in effect, apply His blood to their hearts, just like the Israelites applied the Passover Lamb, the blood of the Passover Lamb, to their doorposts. Believers know with certainty, because of Jesus, they will pass over from death to life. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my Passover Lamb. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for securing my eternity, finally and forever. By your work on the cross, I thank you for all you've done. In your name I pray. Amen.